Hello, everybody. It is Lucia Ponti back with another episode of Your Talks. And today I will be discussing patience, thus the title, Keep Calm and Your Book On. So before I get into that, I hope that you guys have referenced my blog where I do discuss patience. It's literally called Patience, so it's very easy to find on the Give Me Your Hand aspect of my website. So with that being said, let's get into it. In a fast-paced world where instant gratification is the norm and patience is often seen as a virtue in short supply, in the context of a yearbook class, patience emerges as a very crucial skill to have. It's the ability to wait, to persevere through challenges, and to trust the process. And today, I'm going to be talking about why it's so important to exercise patience in yearbook class and how it can lead to seriously meaningful outcomes for yourself and everybody around you. So first, I'm going to bring in some evidence here. From ResearchGate, this is a quote taken from them, patience is the propensity to wait calmly in the face of frustration or adversity. And then furthermore, coming to us from BetterUp, your physical and mental health grows when you practice patience, because being impatient causes stress and chronic stress that has detrimental effects on physical well-being. So first, let me just say, how are we supposed to do our work if we are impatient and we have all these detrimental effects that are coming as a result of such? If it's affecting our physical well-being, there's absolutely no way that we're going to be able to focus on everything that we must get done. And yearbook is filled with to-do lists, filled with little nitty-gritty details that we must fulfill successfully. And so if you're going to look at patience through any lens, I encourage you to look at patience through the lens of, this is affecting my physical well-being, and thus I'm not doing my best work, and I'm not giving it my all. So, listen, yearbook is a space where creativity thrives, from brainstorming ideas to capturing moments with our cameras. Every step of the process requires patience, and it starts with the initial planning phase, where ideas are discussed and refined. And this stage can be frustrating, as it often involves multiple revisions and compromises. And from somebody who this year, as editor-in-chief, spent the summer making decisions and developing a theme, it can be very, very frustrating because everybody has different ideas, and we want to accommodate to every single idea. And sometimes it's hard to obviously come together and make an ultimate final decision. But in this stage, in particular, patience is key, because rushing through the phase can result in missed opportunities for creativity and innovation. But in addition to that, I think exercising patience with your peers from the start allows for teamwork to start with a foundation that is essential to the well-being of the team in the future. If you start strong, you will end strong, is what I believe. And so I think starting strong is incredibly important, especially considering how large our staff was this year. And that really set the tone and the mood for the rest of the year, working together. So moving on, the next stage is the execution phase, evidently, where ideas are brought to life. And this could involve, you know, photography, design, and writing. This phase is completely time-consuming and demanding, requiring a lot of attention to detail and a willingness to jump in and just go for it. And I think patience is crucial here, because rushing through the process could obviously lead to mistake and subpar work, and we can't have that in the yearbook. Ms. Taylor likes to even mention that obviously the book is our homework. Doing this book and crafting it takes a lot of time and energy and takes a lot of space, and we need to ensure that we're doing it well. and we're putting all of our energy into it, because this isn't just a book for ourselves. This is a book that reflects the entire Archer community. So I think that's one of the most important things, is in this stage of execution, there's moments where it can be very difficult. I mean, hello, we're dealing with Monarch. We're dealing with InDesign. There's times where you're looking at your screen and you're just like, what is happening right now? Why is this not working? Why are there glitches? Why are there technical difficulties? But I encourage you in moments like that to even just take a deep breath, to go outside, to lay on the ground if you have to, take a little cat nap. Just turn off your computer for a moment until you really feel calm and ready to attack the work and to really give it your all, because that is so, so incredibly important that you're in the right mindset to do it. And in terms of collaboration and communication, as I've mentioned before, but that I will continue on with right now, because yearbook involves so much collaboration with classmates, but also with teachers and administration, patience is essential in this context, because working with others can sometimes be challenging and it requires listening and compromising and understanding these different perspectives, which patience allows you to build stronger relationships and create a positive and supportive environment within the class. And you're going to want to do work if your peers are excited and motivated and everybody is exercising patience with one another. You're going to be excited to walk into class. You're going to be excited to do that spread. And I think patience can be incredibly rewarding, especially in yearbook, because you look at yearbook as solely an area of passion and not like you're required to do it. The moment that I started looking at yearbook not as just another item on my to-do list and as something that I truly, truly loved and exercised patience with, I immediately felt more devoted and determined with every single assignment that I took on, just because I was able to keep myself calm and was able to take deep breaths and be like, you know what? This isn't working out right now. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to breathe, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to do this. I'm going to kill this. So it gets you more motivated. So in conclusion, as we finalize this episode of Yearbook Talks, exercising patience in a yearbook class is not just about waiting things to happen. It's about embracing the process, facing challenges with resilience, and building meaningful relationships. Patience allows you to fully engage in the creative process and leads you to have a lot of personal growth and a sense of accomplishment that I have never gotten in any other class, but in yearbook. And so the next time that you find yourself feeling impatient in yearbook, remember that patience is not a virtue, but a key to unlocking your full creative potential. And I think that we are all capable of patience. It's just that sometimes we need to be in the right headspace to be able to embrace patience. So anyways, that is Lucia Ponti. I'm heading out now. Go watch my next episode. And I'll see you guys around.